Grace and peace to you from God our Father, Jesus Christ our Lord. In our reading today, we have a little bit of a history lesson, right? Of these Israelites who had wandered through the desert, and what they're going to do next is they're going to enter in to the promised land, the land that they've been waiting for generation and generation to get to, that have been promised to Abraham and that all the patriarchs were waiting for. But what did they have to do first? They went to Egypt after a famine, and then after they were in Egypt, they grew large, and then they were enslaved, and finally they had to be saved through the plagues. Crossing the Red Sea, then they went through the desert, and what was that like? We heard about some of that, right? It was not easy, and they went through many difficulties, and finally, they're going to have all of these blessings. All these things that they have to look forward to and to be thankful for. And they have so much to be thankful for. He talks about that as you have, when you have eaten and been satisfied, praise the Lord. And later in verse 12, otherwise when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied. Notice all the things that they're going to have, right? And all the blessings they're going to have. When we have all these blessings, you'd think that people would be thankful, right? But today we're talking about being unthankful. That's the thing that we struggle with. We struggle with being thankful. This is what it was for the Israelites. God is warning them of that. But I wonder if that is true for us. Do we struggle with unthankfulness? I want to show you, I've looked at a couple studies recently, and if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you might have seen this first one. Put this one up here, and it's a little bit small, so I'll read you a little bit of what it's all about. The picture here, it says, the percentage of those who say these things are very important to us. And the first one, it's starting in 1998, and then the next one's 2019. And then there's only a four-year difference between the next one, 2019 to 2023. The first one there, and if you can see all of them, you can't exactly see the numbers, but what can you see? Whew, they're going down, right? The first one is patriotism. In 1998, patriotism was at 70%, and then at 2019, 61%, and now 38% in 2023. The next one is religion. It used to be, this is what people value. Religion was valued 62%, then 48%, and then now 39%. The bottom, down on the bottom here, having children. The first one, 59% value it, think it's important. Then 43%, and now 30%. Next one is community involvement, 47%, and then it goes up in 2019 to 62%, and then now it plummets down to 27%. The last one, that last one's going up. What's that one? What do people value more now? Money. 31%, 41%, and then 43%. This is what people find important or valuable. Would you say that that's what we find important or value? That's what we're thankful for? And how does that then affect our happiness? I have two more here, or three more. The first one is just satisfaction. Are we happy? Because I think happy and thankfulness, they really deal with each other, right? And it starts out there like 66% of people are happy with just family life, but then it goes down and down and down. And in general, people are fairly satisfied. But then there was this new study, and I'm going to put this up there, and the point is not, it says conservative and liberal, the point is not to bash one or the other, but we're going to talk about what maybe these two different values. First one says, liberals It says liberals are less happy with their life. The stat, though, is those who are completely satisfied by life. The writer, the conservative, and it's 32 and 31% men and women that are completely satisfied, that they're happy. They're thankful for what they have. On the left is the liberal, 19 and 15. Okay, a lot less satisfied with life and happiness. The next one here is happy with family life. Those happy with their family life, the conservative women, 61%, and men, 49%. Liberal side, liberal men, liberal women. Well, what's the point of that? Well, if we think about our blessings and what we have, I think it's easy for us to be unthankful for all the blessings we have. Up here, we're going to talk about the things we should be thankful for, but why maybe we struggle with being thankful for them. Are we thankful for all the blessings? Because if you think about what God has given us, what God had given those Israelites, he's giving them all these blessings, and what are they doing? I can do it on my own. They just take it for granted, right? Think about those charts of what is going down in what people value and then their happiness. If people are not happy with their country, they're not thankful for what God has given them of where they live or the things that are going on. If they're not thankful for their faith, they're not thankful for God. If they're not thankful for children, they don't value children. Isn't that something that's being said all the time, right? Children are a burden. Too expensive. Too many people. Are we thankful for the blessings that we have? Are we thankful for the community that we have? The people that God has put in our life. And the reason that I put those two up there, the liberal and the conservative, is more often conservatives are more religious, right? And have some of these Christian values that we're talking about to be thankful for the blessings you have. Because things like where you live and what God has given you, believing that there is a God who gives you these things, and that it's not just all about me and what I have. And to be thankful for family. You think that makes a big difference? And we have to say, how thankful am I for all the things that God has given me? For where I live, for my government, even if they're not perfect. For my family, for my kids, who can be difficult at times. Even young, even old. Are we thankful for those blessings? But then the other side is, if I do have those things, am I boastful in those things? Am I proud and not giving credit to God who gives me those things? Because really, that's what God talks about in here as well, of what God is doing for us. When he talks about remembering and thinking about all the things that you had, then he says, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, who led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of the hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. What is God talking about here? He's talking about all the ways that he saved his people. That's the lesson that the Israelites knew, is we couldn't save ourselves. God took us out of Egypt. God led us through the desert. And they knew that they couldn't do it. So what should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for salvation. For the Israelites, they knew their God loved them and saved them. And how did he show this and explain this? He showed them with that Passover, right? That Lamb of God that was sacrificed to put on the door frames that saved their son from death. This was the salvation that God would bring them and bring them out of Egypt. But what about us? That picture of that Lamb of God that is sacrificed to bring out his people, to redeem them, well, that's pictured and representing the true Lamb of God, right? The Lamb of God who goes to the cross for us. It's meant to show us Jesus and to tell us we are saved and that we can't do it on our own. There's so many times that we become boastful or proud in what we do or who we are, especially when we compare ourselves to others and think, oh, do better than they do. But when it comes to salvation, we can't do it. And that's what God was reminding the Israelites, and we need to remind ourselves over and over again. And are we thankful for his salvation? That we're forgiven. That every one of our sins is forgiven. Because when we're thankful for that, we show that love to God and to others. It's so easy for us to get distracted with so many other things and maybe our wants, right? God, give me this. Or God, help me with this thing. Or focus on this thing, and we get distracted by the most important thing, our salvation. That eternal forgiveness and peace that whatever else he might give us or not give us doesn't really matter. But that's part of this, isn't it? Right? Are we really thankful for everything that God gives us? We're thankful for the blessings he gives us, but are we thankful for all the troubles? That's kind of what God was telling the Israelites, right? Remember, you were brought out through these difficulties. You were led through the Red Sea. You were led through by these plagues. You were led through in the desert. But notice what he says. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. Do you think God had a purpose for those difficulties he gave them? Of course he did. He tells them to humble them and to test them and to help them see that God is there. That God is their strength. God tells us the same things, doesn't he? To trust in him in all things. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. And we know in Romans he talks about how the difficulties we face, how perseverance builds character and character hope, right? We know that God doesn't give us anything without meaning, even if we don't really understand. He encourages us and says this in Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He's saying, trust in me and know that in all circumstances you can rejoice because I have what's good for you in mind. How many of you have heard of Captain America? Okay, lots of you, right? The superhero. I'm going to show you a second Captain America. Okay, this is Christian Pulisic. He's the captain of the U.S. men's soccer team. Now, if you watched the World Cup recently, you might have seen him, but he's very famous in actually the world soccer because he's an American player that's been playing in Europe for a while, and he's pretty good. He's the captain of the U.S. soccer team. But he was recently interviewed, and he was talking about his Christian faith. And he talked about this after being injured. He said, "When I go to pray, I don't ask God to fix this. I say, help me to see this from your perspective." What's he saying? When I have a difficulty, a trouble, it doesn't mean you have to fix this. Fix all my problems, but let me see. Let me understand why this might be happening. That's exactly what Philippians 4 says, right? Where it says that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Because we know this, that Paul says this, that no matter what happens, that the troubles, the difficulties, no matter what I may face, that I can trust in Him because God has good for me in mind. In Romans 8, Paul says this, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And just a few verses before that, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." We know that even in difficult times, that God is working for our good. And so just like Captain America there says, we can trust in Him and ask, not just fix all my problems, but help me understand. Help me see that You have good for me. Maybe not even my happiness, but my eternal good in mind. Because how will that be shown? We know that most important, we're focused on God's salvation and what He has done for us. But when we're thankful, that shows, doesn't it? We're thankful, and then that's shown in thankful action. That's what God tells us to do. Praise the Lord your God for the good land that He has given you, right? And in other parts of Deuteronomy, He says, be careful to follow the ways that God has put out in front of you. When we're thankful, we give thanks. We praise God. We come with joy. Even in hardship, even in health problems, even in financial problems, even in whatever problems we may have, we come to God with thanks. Because we know He loves us. And then that shows itself to others too, right? To be thankful for the people that God has put in your life. To show that love to others. To show joy and thankfulness even when things are hard in this world. Especially when things are hard in this world. So when things may be difficult, when you may be facing a difficult surgery or hardship, when you can come and say, I know God has this, and He has good for me in mind. What that means for others and to point them to Jesus who does love them. To show that thanks to one another and to rejoice in all things, knowing that the Lord has given us so many blessings. But there will be difficulties. But most of all, He gives us His Son and salvation. He gives us the peace of knowing that no matter what we've done, no matter how unthankful we are for all of those things, He forgives us. And He brings us back to us over and over again, brings us to Him and forgives us. He says, you are my child, and blesses us with that forgiveness and peace. So let us be a light, knowing that He has loved us and redeemed us. and given us all that we need for here and eternity. Amen.